Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ashley. How may I help you?
Yes, I don't know if it was you I just spoke to about a refund.
Yes, ma'am.
This company must teach y'all how to lie very well. There is no way, I called my bank, that they can give me my refund on my checking account. And my debit card, I blocked it this morning. That debit card is not any good. Now, the girl that I spoke to earlier today told me that they would send me a check out, and that's what better be done, or I'm going to call my bank back, and there's going to be a suit.
Ma'am,
filed.
They do not send checks out.
Well, that's not what I'm told. Then, like I said, this company is good at being taught how to lie.
Because you didn't change your account number or close out your account, your new card that you are going to have is going to be still connected to your bank number, ma'am, your account number, which is why you will still receive the...
I don't even get my card until 5 or 10 business days, and it's going to be a whole different number.
Yes,
and y'all don't have that number.
We don't have
so
that
there's
number,
no
ma'am.
Way you can refund it.
You have the same account number, ma'am.
Okay, what's my account number?
I do not know your account number, ma'am.
That's right, and you don't, and neither do they.
Ma'am, because your card was connected to your account.
My card has a completely different number. I just called the bank. The bank says y'all are lying, and they will take a suit out.
One second.
All I got to do is dispute this. Now, all I want is my $69.95 refunded back to
me. You will receive
it. And I want it done now. Hello.
One second, ma'am.
Pardon me?
One second, ma'am. So, ma'am, I just spoke to my supervisor, and she stated that we voided.
No, let me speak to your supervisor.
One second, ma'am. Ma'am, you're going to hear some music and then you're going to be transferred.
Pardon me?
You're going to hear some music and then you're going to be transferred.
Okay.